Good afternoon, Director. This is Emily.
Hey, it's Alex. How are you going?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm okay. I just had to put Odin in a collar.
Oh, okay.
He has picked himself pretty bad.
Yep.
I know it's probably easier to try and bring him in just to get him looked at, but I want to also see if maybe we can put him, because I've got meloxicam at home.
Yep.
Like, obviously, with his haloperidol, can he take meloxicam? Because he's clearly not doing good.
Yeah, I believe he can. I will just have to double-check that with Vanessa.
Yeah.
She has had a cancellation this afternoon at 2:40.
Okay, all right.
If you did want to bring him in.
Yeah, look, I might have to.
Just so we can see, like, how bad his wounds are, if they need dressing or anything like that.
Yeah, I've given him a betadine bath as well.
Okay.
And then dried the area off. But it's the first time I've ever seen little marks on his actual vent. They're small, but it's also the bigger wound is actually quite close to his vent. So now I'm really worried.
Yeah.
He was doing good for the first few days. Like, he was picking at himself, but not too bad. But I was going to put him in a collar yesterday, and I just ran out of time to do it. And then I feel like I've missed the opportunity, so now I need to get him looked at.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really give you much of an opportunity when you have said opportunity. So but
I just want to make sure he's going to be okay. Like,
yeah, especially if you are concerned, if that wound, like the other wound on his vent is near his vent is quite large. The easier anxieties, I think, just bring him in. So Vanessa can have a look, and she'll be able to let you know as well, like, you know, if we can do meloxicam, or there might be, like, a different medication, pain relief, that we can do that's not going to counteract with the his other drugs.
Yeah, for sure. Because, like, it's just a stupid circle. So, 2:40?
2:40.
Okay, I'll come in then.
All right, too easy. I'll see you there.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.